Hello, Patriots. Thanks for stopping by Encircle Us today. I'm glad that you're here, and we're going to be talking about some things that can help you to get through this tough time that we're in and also help you to make your life better. I say that in all seriousness because this is what I care about, making life beautiful. And that includes making it so that people can enjoy life instead of being constantly stressed out and worried and fighting over money and, you know, not able to travel or do nice things or start a business because they don't have any money. So this is a bigger picture item that we're going to be talking about today. I want to encourage you, if you want to call in to talk to me, the number is 319-527-6183. I know that I tend to repeat myself. The reason I've done a lot of different platforms is because they keep coming under attack, and that's not the platform's fault. That is the fault of the cyber hackers. They just want to shut everything down. That's, you know, telling the truth. And, you know, they're being paid on the side to target people. And if you could see what I have gone through, I think you would have a lot of sympathy and respect for me. But instead of just, I always sound like I'm angry and upset because of what I've gone through. I'm asking you to just pay attention, okay? And one of the things that you can do that can change things quickly is by getting on board with what I'm going to be talking about in a little bit. I wanted to bring to your attention that on my Getter feed, it's GETTR.com, and I have Encircle Us over there, and I also have Lori Parrish, my name, LoriParrish. I put a lot of other people's info there as well as my own. And, you know, I'm going to tell you point blank, I'm taking the gloves off. I'm not going to watch what I say. I mean, I by nature, I'm a careful person about what I say, and I don't use people's last names or give, you know, personal information away. But, we're in a really bad situation right now. And that means that we've got to stop. We've got to take the gloves off and, you know, behave like Americans instead of like scared little wimps. I say that because, you know, you had the press secretary for the president of the United States, or at least the one that says he's the president, Biden, telling people it was okay to go and harass Supreme Court justices' private homes because they don't like the possibility of Roe v. Wade, the legal killing of unborn babies, paid for by our tax dollars, to be protested. They wanted to go to the Supreme Court justices' houses, private homes, and try to force them into being afraid and not going ahead with the decision to overturn the unconstitutional, illegally done, improperly done law that made it that there's an abortion clinic on every poor ghetto's corner, and the Democrats get lots of money from Planned Parenthood, which gets their baby parts and dead babies for free from poor people that are poor because they're in ghettos run by Democrats. So, you know, that's the honest truth, okay? If you can't handle it, too bad. That's what I'm going to say it. So you have Jen Psaki telling the press secretary for Biden, I'm not going to call him president because he's not the president. He did not win, and he's an unworthy person to ever have been in politics, let alone to be in the Oval. He's there illegally. So Biden, press secretary Psaki, before we got the last one, he just has, which is also a pathetic person, tells people to go and basically protest at Supreme Court justices' homes. That is illegal, okay? You cannot do that. It's a violation of federal law. You can go to prison for doing that. And this moron, redhead clown, moron, Psaki tells people to do it. Right? The Democrat Party has gone so far over the edge that you can't save it. So I'm telling you about that because, unfortunately, the Supreme Court justices are afraid to undo the illegal 2020 election of the president because they know that they'll be dead. And that's the honest truth. Okay, I'm going to just tell you the truth. This cabal, this shadow government, this, you know, mafia group that runs the world and they run each country and they take over with using the federal banking system and forcing countries to go do what they want them to do or they wreck them. That's why Soros is involved. Soros is a key person who is allowed to have way more power than he should. He's an old fossil who admitted to Steve Croft on 60 Minutes that he enjoys helping the Nazis and that he is not a Jew. He's not a practicing Jew. He might be Jewish descent, but he is not a Jew. He fingered his own people, told the Nazis where they were so they could seize their assets and their art and their treasure. And that's how George Soros got rich, by currency manipulation and being a traitor to his own people. And how that man sits on any board and people respect what he has to say is only because, just like Bill Gates, he's got money. And guess what? We're going to stop making people that are evil and unworthy people that are listened to. Just because they're rich does not mean that they have wisdom or that they have the best interest of the people in their heart. So George Soros takes over states by flooding the state with his money and then turning elections using propaganda and advertising and media buy-ups. And then he also on the side pays off election officials. So you have George Soros, Zuckerberg of Facebook. Zuckerberg is a relative of the Rothschild, which is basically a big part of the shadow government. And you have Bill Gates and Zuckerberg and Jack of Twitter, Jack Dorsey, and Soros. And then you have Clinton's money that she's funneling through her foundation, which doesn't do anything for anyone, very little. You know, basically taking over the world by buying up anyone that can have an effect on election outcomes. So how does that tie into tools for entrepreneurs? I'm going to get into that. But I wanted to point towards my Getter feed so that you can have a chance to look at some other news that I put over there. You know, I'm kind of in a difficult situation because of speaking up and putting a target on myself. I have been basically under attack for about 15 years now, and I kept thinking it was going to get better, and I actually don't see any difference. I feel like it's not going to get better for me personally, but I'm glad that it's getting better for so many other people. But one thing that I wanted to mention is why I have these different channels set up is because when one gets under attack because I figured out how to get in, I can go to a different one. And that's also why I have blog.laurabella.com, because I wanted to have a haven, like a hub where people could go, what I call home base, and get info and then go forward. So it's going to take a really Herculean combined effort to get our country back. It's been hijacked, and it's been hijacked for a long time. We just have basically been lied to and told that everything was fine. It's not fine. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you like it is. It's not, I mean, yeah, if you're a government worker and your paycheck keeps going up, 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 and you don't ever have a break in employment, or you don't get told you're going to get laid off, or you don't get told, let me see how you vote, or you can't have your union job. And that's what the unions do. They want to see how you vote. And if you don't vote the right way, which means for Democrats, which Democrat now means mafia, then you don't have a job. And they'll replace you with some illegal alien that they brought in last night. The people that are coming in through the border are not, you know, refugees, and they're not poor farmers trying to escape for a better life. They're coming here to get on welfare, to get special services like translation services, tutoring services, paid for with our tax dollars. And they're coming here to take over and replace us in the elections. So it won't matter what you want or how you vote. They will cancel your vote. And you know, in the way they look at it, it's like, you know, they have a right to vote. None from others, they don't have a right to vote. If you went to any country in the world right now and tried to vote and demanded welfare and demanded free education and demanded housing, they would put you in prison, and you would be raped in prison, and then you would get AIDS most likely, and then you would also get sick or be found dead. And that's how they do things in other countries. So, you know, just because America was a nation settled by Christians, they think that they can take advantage of our good spirits and our compassion. Okay, we got to stop being such fools. All right, I'm going to go into the next part of this. If you want to call in, 319-527-6183. I am in the process of trying to find a location for the 9/11 event. I think I have one, but I can't go and do what I did before, which was total leap of faith and book the venues and get all the stuff and the signage and the prizes and all the stuff that was involved, and be lining up music and live entertainment and DJs and the food and all the stuff that went into trying to put this last 9/11 event together, and then have the community boycott it, which was a real kick in the face. But the good part is that other groups that have a lot more clout than I do have sprung up, and I'm really happy to hear that, but it's kind of upsetting that they watched me struggle and pretended that they were going to help and then didn't. So, I'm also dealing with that, where I feel like I want to go ahead and start planning for the next 9/11 event. And every community is going to be having their own 9/11 event. My husband and I, especially my husband more than me, were involved in the 9/11 memorial tributes that were held on the Midway in the San Diego Harbor. And that was due to my husband's friend who was a New York City fireman, but he came out to California in the last part of his life, and then he went back to New York, where he passed away, well, recently. I don't want to say exactly when, but recently. So, you know, I know this group of people that were involved with that, but I think part of it is that people are afraid to get involved with a person because they don't want to get dragged into problems. Like, for example, right now on my Getter feed, Charlie Kirk, he's a pretty young guy, he just got married, but he has a really big following, with probably like 20 to 30 year olds in particular. And he got that following by being a podcaster. And again, you know, I'm not saying that I'm, you know, have this huge following. I do have listeners from around the world, but that doesn't really matter if they're not promoting my site or my products or my, you know, business that I'm trying to do. So, you know, thanks for listening, but, you know, I need to get some, you know, heavier backing than that. But like Charlie Kirk, I put his info on my feed today. And, you know, he's being really blunt about all the things that I've spoken about, but, you know, then they finally, once it's out there, then they finally feel brave enough to talk about it. But, you know, it took a lot of abuse for the things that I had said over the last 10, 15 years, and it's gotten me absolutely nothing. So, you know, it's nice that these people are finally brave enough to stand up, but, you know, where were you when I was standing up alone and being attacked and being banned and being sneered and being having my assets seized and all the other stuff that was done to me? All right, so I kind of feel like nice that you're finally in the party, came to the party, but you came empty-handed, because other people have taken a lot of abuse besides me, like Dinesh D'Souza and General Flynn and President Trump and his kids and his associates and Roger Stone and so many other people. Clay Clark, who has organized the Time to Free America events, the tour across the country. There's more coming up in this month, next month, and August. You want to pay attention to it. Go to thrivetimeshow.com has the itinerary and the tickets, and so does timetofreeamerica.com. But Clay Clark is under attack for daring to question the results of the Dominion machines. And these are just ordinary people who have had lives, and they realized something horrible was going on. I realized it when the Clintons came on the scene, but it really got bad under Obama, the Marxist Muslim usurper who uses fake documents to get into office, was illegally in office as well because he was never eligible. Because guess what, people? It's a whole other story. To be a president or a vice president, you have to be born in America to U.S. citizens. Okay, that's what natural born means. It doesn't mean that your mom didn't take any drugs and you were popped out naturally. It doesn't mean that you got in here last night because you came over the border, or that your parent is illegal, but you were born in America. Okay, it's a very specific term, and it comes from the Law of Nations, Viva Tau, and it was used along with the Magna Carta and the Bible to form our Constitution and our laws. And the Democrat Party are lawless and evil and wicked, and you are unworthy of any kind of power. And we were going to take you down one by one. You keep picking off people like Alex Jones and me and all these other people out there that have suffered because of you lawless scum. Your days are numbered. And I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You're going down. Amen. And that's the thing, too. We have to start being more powerful with our words. Because when we speak words, it does something in the unseen realm that you can't see. And it releases God's heavenly army, and they go forth and they destroy. Okay, but we are supposed to be telling them what to do. And I know it's hard for people to understand because the paid-off, stupid, uninformed pastors haven't been doing their jobs. They haven't been creating an army here on earth. They've been just, come to church and give us your money and we'll send it to Uganda. That's not the answer, okay? Yeah, that's important work, but we're not supposed to be letting things go to heck here while trying to help things get better in other areas. Okay, we have to first have things be good here in our own communities, and that means dealing with our own problems. And our own problems include addiction and depression and abuse and, kids being abused, women being abused. There's a woman that also abused her husbands and beat on their husbands. I mean, so we've got a messed up society for because we let evil take over. And that's one thing I wanted to talk about today, was that there's an event going on today in Vista at the Green Oaks Ranch. And it's free. And they do recovery program there. And it's a great place and doing good things. And if you want to see what that's about, get over there today, the Green Oaks Ranch in Vista. All right, so I always seem to get into politics, but it affects everything, so that's partly why it goes that way. I do want to mention that if you go to openthebooks.com, you'll be surprised at how much graft and abuse has been going on for a long time. These two brothers, Andrew and his brother, they're lawyers, and they ended up trying to do the research on where all this money, our tax dollars, is going. And the abuse that they, and the waste that they uncovered is shocking. And if you want to check it out, it's at openthebooks.com. All right, so I told you the last show about Dennis Prager and Jordan Peterson coming to Beverly Wilshire in Beverly Hills, California on November 12th. At the end of this month, June 26th from 3 to 7 at the Ritz-Carlton in Laguna Niguel, California, Dennis is having an event called Celebrate America. And it's important if you are graduating and you are a graphic designer or a cartoonist or an author or a children's book writer, get to that event if you can, because it is connected to, this bigger thing called the Operation Rainbow, which, again, is not a place that you go, into a brick building that says Operation Rainbow on it. Okay, this is about more and more people are going to be working from home and not going back to the offices, which is also going to be good for employers because they won't have to worry about having fancy offices and the overhead and the electric and the coffee that they serve in their cafes and all other stuff that goes into having a brick and mortar business. They also don't have to worry that much about problems like sexual harassment or people with addictions, and they come into work and you have to deal with that. I mean, I could say a lot more about the subject from personal experience, but I am saying to you that the way of the future is to work from home or to be mobile, where you just go and visit people and present your services, and that's that. The days of having a brick and mortar store are over, mostly because of the internet. So that's good, because then you can end up working maybe more efficiently with less distractions and working less hours, but getting the same amount of work done. And so you have a little bit more of a life, because what most people find as they get older is that they're on a treadmill. They're working and working and working, and they can't seem to get ahead. And they don't have the energy or the time or the money for a business. And most people think they want to be having a business, but when they realize what's involved with it, most businesses go under. So with that in mind, I'm going to talk about this next part, and I'm going to cover it, I guess, from a strange kind of point of view, because I'm really interested in helping young women in particular. Because, you know, my husband and my children, you know, they're doing really well. And it's partly what has made this difficult for me to do, because I didn't want their lives to be wrecked like mine was. I mean, I didn't want it to be that they couldn't, you know, they lost their jobs, or that they were smeared or had bogus lawsuits and that kind of stuff put on them. And that's what this lawless, evil Obama-Biden regime did to many, and not just me, thousands of people who lost their doctors and health care during the transition from Obamacare and into Obamacare and died. You know, I mean, the stories that have not come out yet, stories of what happened during this COVID lockdown, the stories of what happened to the people who took the jab, it's not coming out yet, but it will. And the Democrat Party is finished. And I declare this in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty, you evil, wicked, destructive, perverted people, your party is done. It's over. Okay. And that's not a threat. And it's my opinion, and I have reason to believe it. So you better resign, because we're coming. If you knew what I knew and saw what I had seen, you would be not able to function. God gave this to me to do because he knows I'm really tough and I'm really stubborn, and I love children. And I don't want any more children hurt. I don't want any more women, even young men. I mean, can you imagine being some, like, you know, smallish kind of kid, like, say, a 13, 14-year-old, and, you know, you're being made to do stuff that you don't want to do, and you're not strong, and you're just like, oh, I better go along with this, or I'm going to get beaten up again. And the same thing for a woman. You know, I have been sexually assaulted a few times, okay? I'm a tall, strong woman. Can you imagine being a small, petite person and having this kind of stuff happen to you? Right? Put yourself into these people's shoes for a moment and think about how their lives have been wrecked by these wicked people. And you're going to also find out that the Democrat Party has been using our tax dollars to fend off lawsuits for sexual harassment and abuse of power by the Democrats on their workers. So that, yeah, these people in D.C., this big bloated government bureaucracy there, most of them don't even have important jobs. Most of them are just figureheads. Most of them push paper around on their desks during the day. Most of them are getting paid to do nothing with our tax dollars. What President Trump should have done was fire everybody and start over again, because it's a big cesspool that's filled with disgusting, evil, godless people, and you are under God's wrath now. You put it on yourself. It's on you now. Guess what? You can't get a do-over, okay? It's too late. You had your chance, and you went ahead and did your lockdown. You went ahead and gave poison jabs to everybody, and you went ahead and started going after the kids and changing the curriculum and dumbing down our kids and going after them sexually and teaching them sex instead of health education. I mean, you people have put a big target on yourself, and you're dead. You're walking dead, okay? Because that's how God does things. You'll just be keeling over left and right. You're going to just have your bodies taken out by a full-time crew of people, because there's going to be that many people keeling over. God is coming after you. It's going to be really, really bad. And Pelosi, your money is not going to protect you. All right, so that goes back to what I wanted to talk about today. And, you know, I do realize how this sounds. I don't really care anymore. I mean, the only thing else they can do to me is come and get me and arrest me, like they have to many conservatives and Republicans. I mean, what happened to Trump's advisor, Peter Navarro, who's an economic advisor, has a PhD in that. You know, they just arrested him like a terrorist at the airport. You know, that they wouldn't do that to BLM, but they do that to honorable people who have served their country or been, you know, in key positions, what they did to General Flynn and his son, Michael, and all the rest of the people. I mean, what's it going to take to wake you people up? You have to have it happen to you? I mean, you can't, it's not enough to hear about it. You have to, I mean, they arrested my husband, okay? My sweet, quiet husband. That's the part that I don't even like to talk about. These people are wicked, okay? And I am not going to let more people have their lives ruined. I want you to go over to InfoWars store and buy up some supplies from Alex. He needs help. And he was one of the original whistleblowers. And all because he started reading their documents, you know, the WEF or EF, EU, and the WHO and the, you know, CFR and UN. Like, he just started reading their papers, which most people don't. 99% of the people in the world don't read what these assholes come up with. Sorry. These jerks come up with. And, you know, unfortunately for Alex, he started reading what they were putting out, and he realized, like, oh, my God, they're going to take over. They're going to have one world government. The Pope's going to have it be that he gets all the money because it's going to be one religion, you know, Chrislam or whatever you want to call it, which isn't Christian and isn't Islam. It's just a, you know, hodgepodge. And then, you know, the Pope, who has been behind the Nazis, you know, the Catholic Church was supporting the Nazis. Yeah, right, look through your history books. It's not the Catholic people that are bad. It's their doctrine and their leadership that are bad. So anyway, help Alex Jones, buy some survival supplies from him, and, you know, get prepared, because we're going to be in a situation where you're going to have to really know who your neighbors are. And, you know, this was all avoidable, but the wicked people that are doing it won't resign. So, I mean, we could send our special forces in and just, you know, blow their heads off, but that's against the law. So, you know, they have to do everything by the book and do it legally. But, you know, this is kind of why we're suffering and having to go through this, and, you know, hyperinflation and all the other crap that the Bible said was going to happen. It's because of people being afraid to stand up against this evil. And the people that are in office right now, if they know what's good for them, they'll resign, because they have all the evidence, and God also has seen it all. I mean, you think you can hide? You can't hide. It'd be better for you just to go and enjoy your retirement than to just keep doing what you're doing and lying on a public airwaves that we pay for. Anyway, what I want to talk about was the reason why you have to start thinking about shifting your dollars. You know, just like I told you that the six corporations that control the media, and then Obama got rid of the FCC law, that basically made it that you couldn't put propaganda out on the U.S. airwaves. That law was passed after World War II. That, you know, you have to have a free press. Well, Obama got rid of that. That's why the media lies and lies and lies, and pretends that, you know, the economy is good and Biden walks on water and, you know, Obama, you know, was this great president. Okay. There's no ramifications for their sedition and their treason. So we have a group of, like, a cabal that controls the media and education and government, and it's all around the world. But there's also corporations that a lot of them are led by foreigners. And they're not foreigners who grew up in America, like Dinesh D'Souza, who came when he was a young man and really loves America and understands it. And we're like Bobby Jindal, who's from India, or like Marco Rubio, whose parents are from Cuba, or Ted Cruz, whose parents is from Cuba. his mom's a U.S. citizen. I mean, these aren't people or like Haley, but Nikki Haley is actually of Indian descent, and she was not born here either. But you know, these are people that realize that America is a great country, and you know, is changing very rapidly, and so that's why they're in the plight. But unfortunately, the corporations that are in control of the sub-corporations, kind of the companies, they get swallowed up by these big corporations. I'm going to post an image that explains it a little bit better because it visually shows what I'm talking about. And then you have like mom and pop companies, you know, like say you have a company, you know, Lori's Natural Essentials. So they just, you know, buy you up and then they can do whatever they want. They can, you know, hire illegal aliens to make your product. They can put, you know, chemicals that are cheaper to put in than natural ingredients. You know, essential oils are very expensive to put into products. A lot of the products that I'm using and promoting have, you know, ingredients from nature like aloe and sunflower oil and, you know, just natural things that make a difference. And, you know, it's a lot of that essential oils in them and things like that. So it's much more expensive to make that kind of products than it is to throw in some chemicals. And, you know, why does this matter? Well, because when you spend your money with big corporations, those big corporations are giving their money to the Democrat Party and to causes like BLM and Antifa and funding candidates that are pushing curriculum like critical race theory. I mean, the guy who just won, supposedly, he didn't really win, but supposedly he won. I mean, they made it seem like he won. Is Thurman for the Department of Education curriculum. And he's, you know, he's like the last person that should have that job. And, you know, because of Democrats having more advertising dollars, more money to control the narrative, more money to pay off people in at the voting center or the, you know, at the election commission, more money to pay off Governor Newsom. You know, they are now going to control California, even though nobody wants them. Okay, so California is gone, and that means that, you know, I don't see how we can stay here, because I'd be damned if I'm going to pay taxes, not have any say in elections, and that I'm supposed to believe that the whole state is far left, whack, BLM, Antifa, scumbag, Marxist scum. No, that's not who controls this state. That's just who you pretend controls it. So I have to uproot my life because of these cheating creeps, and that's why 3.2 million people have left California. Democrat Party, I damn you in the name of Jesus Christ Almighty. You're evil and wicked. We want nothing to do with you. Stay away from the kids, perverts. You want to know about that part? I posted lots of information on that. It's not just hyperbole. Yeah, this is a big, big problem. It's not that they all just want to have sex with kids. It's that it's a satanic aspect to it. And they also get money from the product that's produced from terrorizing the kids. That product is called adrenochrome. And, you know, I don't want to talk about this stuff, but nobody else will, so I'm doing it. And, you know, I'm protected by God, and so I am going to be putting it out there that this is what's going on, and then this is kind of wickedness you want to have in control of your kids, then you're a fool. It's time to get your kids into homeschooling. And it's time to also think about home businesses. One of the reasons I'm doing what I'm doing, I actually joined this company. I think they were about 10 years old when I joined them. And they've been around since 1984. And I joined them I think I actually heard about it from my friend, the dentist. But I joined them because I like the idea of the natural products and using nature to help with issues. But I also thought that at the time I was impressed by the way it was set up and the professionalism and the education part of it. And also that I thought, God, here's a pretty young company and they've got patented products and they're figuring out, doing research, figuring out, you know, what works and what doesn't and how you can deliver and absorb vitamins better. And yet they were very much involved in scientific research. And I found that very impressive. But on top of it, I liked the idea that they were sourcing some raw materials from other parts of the world so that they would help those economies in those parts of the world. Like, for example, say, this is not true, but say, as an example, we start having, like, Putin wants to be a leader in organic foods and superfoods. You know, if Russia that was doing that, they were just growing superfoods and, you know, organic products, that would help their economy. But then you could have that being done and mirrored in other countries like, you know, poor India or Africa. And so you basically would have universal across the board prosperity instead of having Democrat Party and their owners, which are Satanists and evil people, getting in there and taking over resources and making countries into collapsed states like Venezuela and Argentina. Those used to be very prosperous, very, very successful countries. Now their people are starving. Okay, so don't tell me that the Democrats know how to do anything. They only know how to steal money. That's what they do best. And mess around with kids. Perverts. Anyway. So I really like the idea of that, but on top of it, what impressed me about it was that I could see that if we could get our products coming from a U.S.-made manufacturer, that it would help our own economy. And why is that important? Because a strong America means a strong and peaceful world. And, you know, for young people, especially young women, when you're getting out of college, you know, you're going to be faced with what, you know, position to take and, you know, that you're going to be probably working for at least, you know, until you have kids, if that hopefully happens in your life. But unfortunately, because of this lockdown, a lot of people are staying single longer, and they're kind of missing their peak. And so I think people are going to be having children later and later, and that also means that, you know, you're going to need to work from home so that you can be there for your kids, or otherwise they're going to be with the radical, leftist, disgusting, evil, confused, perverted people that the Democrat Party are hiring from schools. And that's the truth. You know, if you see the videos of these people, these teachers, you wouldn't want them near your dog, let alone your child. So that's why I say pay attention, because, you know, they're bragging about what they plan to do and what they're pushing on your kids. So we're going to have to homeschool, and that means if you're going to homeschool, you're going to have to be home more, or you're going to have to be able to hire someone to homeschool your kids. And you're also going to need to have a plan B, which is a home business. So the company that I'm with, which, as I said, I, you know, got with them back in 1994 or 95, I'm having trouble remembering exactly when, maybe late 90s. I'm impressed by them. They've year after year, they've grown, and, you know, they're nearly $1 billion company now. And as I said, they're based in the USA, but they have business all over the world and have customers all over the world. So that helps, you know, I've got relatives in pretty much every country, so that would help them if they could have a side business. And there's people that are, you know, having, you know, more than a side business. They're, you know, actually directors, and they, you know, really, you know, have done very well. As a marketing executive, it's a situation where you need to, you get paid when you refer people. So for me, I want to be able to fund the scholarship fund for the Rawhide Ranch so that these kids that are being rescued can go to that Western Ranch. And, you know, there's going to be more of those types of camps being built, or at least being copied and built across the country and across the world. So that's my why. I also would like to be able to have enough extra money that I could support the causes I care about. Because for me, it's very difficult to fund everything I care about without having a business or working. And unfortunately, in California, the first thing they ask you is, do you speak Spanish? And so I don't speak Spanish, and I have no intention of speaking Spanish. So that kind of has been a problem for me in California. So getting back to these tools for entrepreneurs, I think I spoke about Public Square. They also have, I'm on my feed on Public Square. There's Made in USA, companies that are making goods in the U.S. Like one that comes to mind is Steel Roots Decor. They make ironwork for the home, like home decorative decor. It's smaller companies, but smaller companies can become big companies. The company that I'm associated with, what I like about it is that it's very logical, very streamlined. You can be a consumer, or you can develop it as a business, but it's not a rich, get rich quick type thing. And it's not multi-level marketing either, because it's strictly that you get a thank you check for when you refer customers. Now, I don't know about you, but when I tell people to go, into Panda Express, I don't get a referral check for recommending Panda Express, you know, the Chinese place. So to me, it's a real no-brainer, to the idea of getting referrals for telling people about a company. And they don't advertise, and it's strictly you find out about it through another person. But the reason you want to be on my team, you know, you can be in your own area, you can find your own team there, I'm sure. But the reason you want to be on my team is because of the other things that I can do to help you. And in the private communications, we go into that in the training and the help. But I really think that my coming through me is actually beneficial for people, but especially for young people, because a lot of my experiences have been through my own home business efforts. But I know how hard it is to get going, and this is what's beautiful about this company. It's set up, it's there, it's, you know, there for the taking, and, you know, the help and the support is there, but you also need to have a leader. But on top of it, there's more to it than just, you know, buying your personal care and your home essentials and your, you know, everyone thinks about their home as being a sanctuary. Well, put so much work into making your home comfortable and inviting, shouldn't you make it as safe as possible? Like, shouldn't you care about your kids crawling around the floor sniffing chemicals from some, you know, cheap product you bought at the Five and Dime? So, you know, it's also about that aspect, but on top of it, you can get get free products by just doing what you're doing now But then on top of it, if you buy, say you buy a baby present, well, you know, this company that I'm with, they have a marketplace for their retail partners. And so you go shop through them and you get a loyalty shopping dollars from all of their thousands of affiliates. So you could actually get that put into your shopping account and use it to buy products. So you can actually help stretch your budget by doing this, making a switch. But on top of it, the part that gets me excited is that you can take away the power of these corporations that are run by foreigners and who hate America and want to destroy America, and also fund the Democrat Party. And you know, I'm sorry if that hurts your feelings that I'm putting down the Democrat Party. You know, Joe Biden just said, I think yesterday, that you know, this Republican Party is not the Republican Party of the past. It's a MAGA crazy party. How dare you? This party is nothing like JFK's party, or even socialist dictator FDR, who rounded up Japanese and German Americans and spied on German Americans. My grandpa was one of them. He was spied on because he was a German American. And the Democrat Party also seized and they seized gold under FDR. So do not tell me, Joe Biden, that the Democrat Party of today is something virtuous. You are Marxist, you are communist, you are fascist, you are the party of the Muslim Brotherhood, the party of the La Raza gangbangers, and you are the party of evil and perversion. So shut up and sit down, you wicked man. In MAGA party, yeah. MAGA, make America great again. What a concept. So what I'm talking about is that you could, in effect, like for example, they have an affiliation with 1-800-BASKET. So you could, you know, get gift baskets. They have a 9.5% loyalty dollars that you can earn. So you go shopping there for a present, that whatever you spend there gets put into your account so you can use it for products. And, you know, it, especially if you have a big house with, you know, 2 or 3 bathrooms, or you have a lot of females in your family who like beauty products. You know, I have spent a fortune on products when my girl was young, you know, that she wanted to try, makeup and skincare and all that stuff. So I appreciate that I don't have to waste my time and money. I can just get what I know works and be happy with it. I think I've mentioned that my son is using the product that's very reasonable. It's a 5-piece set. It's only $20 skincare set, and it's really helping his issues with folliculitis. I don't know if you know what that is. It's just you get like irritation from chemicals in products, and you know, I have to be really careful what I use because I have had psoriasis in the past from products which have really, you know, crappy chemicals in them that makes my get psoriasis all over the place. And my sister had eczema. She had it worse. She was a librarian because she was handling dirty books, and the ink in the books would irritate her skin. So, you know, I care about what's in my products I'm using, but on top of it, I really like saving money. And so for young females out there, especially, you know, college graduates, or even if you're just looking for a way to, you know, earn some money for going on a trip or whatever it is that your why is, whatever it is that is motivating you, you know, you could do this as a business, get the write-off as a business, or you can just do it as a consumer. But I expect they have an affiliation, a relationship with Dyson, so you get 3% back in loyalty shopping dollars. A lot of people are buying computers. They have a set up something with them as well. They have, you know, when you buy gift cards for a present for someone, you get a kickback that goes into your account so you can go shopping at this natural essentials manufacturer company that is, you know, really top-notch, high-quality products. Whether you, or you're buying computers, whatever it is that you're buying, they have a rebate set up so that you can actually earn the dollar in your regular shopping account to go and use. I had to try some products for free because I had watched a couple of videos and I earned some loyalty bucks, and so I was able to get a couple of products totally free. I like that. I don't know if, you know, maybe I'm weird, but to me this makes total sense. But on top of it, that, you know, even if you just transferred, say like just committed to that you're going to buy your stuff from this U.S. company instead of all the other places you go during the day and pick up this and that, and before you know it, you know, your budget's blown because you bought 10 products and that's $70 that you just spend in one day. If you just make a commitment that once a month you're going to do your shopping with this company online, it's a beautiful site, beautiful setup, it's real easy to navigate, etc. Or you can use the catalog. But just to take $70 to $80, give it to a U.S. company, imagine what they can do. They can hire more people. They can expand. They can have other U.S. companies join forces with them so that, you know, you can make them more powerful in the marketplace. Instead of giving your money to Amazon or to Target or to these other places, give it to this U.S. company so that they can start making more products that are healthful as well as help people to change their own lives. I mean, there's people that are able to have a nice income because of their affiliation with this company. So I hope you check it out. And as I said, there's a lot of reasons to go ahead with it, but I hope that you are at least curious enough to find out what I'm talking about. And the reason I can't say the company is because we're not supposed to be talking about it like that. It's supposed to be that you find out about it and you know, become part of my team. And you can probably hear about it from someone else and you could be on their team. But I think there's a lot of good reasons to be with my team. I call my team In Circle Us. But, you know, it's up to you. I'd be happy to talk to you about it. All right, so as far as more tools, on my Getter feed, okay, I'm out of time for today. All right, I'm going to try not to be so long-winded and not to talk about politics next time. But I'm sorry, politics do affect everything, you know. As you're seeing that now, people can't even afford to get in the car to go to their job if they have a job because of the twice as high gas prices. And they went up before Putin went into Ukraine to get rid of the bio labs. So stop lying, Joe Biden, you freaking crook. All right, sorry, I have to edit this out. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world. I hope I hear from you soon. So long.
You know, sometimes it's hard to decide what to watch on TV. Cox Contour TV makes that decision easier with the entertainment you love in one place. Enjoy live TV, on-demand programs, DVR recordings, and music, all with the sound of your voice with the Contour voice remote. Catch the golf and basketball action you've been waiting for and get real-time scores, stats, and highlights on the Contour Sports app. Learn more at cox.com/contour. Again, that's cox.com/contour.
It's time to spring on the cold brew topped with cold foam at Dunkin'. Whether you're feeling a little salty with our rich and creamy salted caramel cold foam, or a little sweet with our smooth and velvety sweet cold foam, we've got the perfect sips to match your springtime mood.
So it's like a choose-your-own cold foam adventure?
That's right. And no matter which smooth sips you're feeling, you always win.
Well, then I'm in the mood for an adventure.
Bring it on with salted caramel cold foam and sweet cold foam at Dunkin'. DD Perks members can enjoy a medium for $3. America runs on Dunkin'. Exclusions, additional charges, and terms may apply. Participation may vary.
You're like a circle that floats around me, keeping me safe and sound. And when I fall, you tied a rope to me. You're blessing me every day. I was down with an illusion, like a sparrow with broken wings. But now I shine with your reflection on me. I'm getting back up on my feet.
I got a few more minutes added to my show. Thank you. All right. I wanted to talk about some of the tools for helping your business. One thing that I can do and help you with is marketing materials. I found a course that, you know, has very fantastic materials. Everything from, you know, business cards to brochures to videos, all kinds of stuff. And I'd be happy to help you with that. And I'm an affiliate with them because, as I said, I'm trying to make money so that I can fund these scholarships for the kids. I think I'm going to do a foundation, but, you know, I don't want to be saying, give me money so I can give it to someone else. I mean, like, it's the best thing you can do with the scholarship program is to give it to the Rawhide Ranch, and, you know, they'll know what to do with it. They have, as I said, a long waiting list now because of being on lockdown, but they also are connected to the special forces and groups that are like our rescue. Tim Ballard, he's former Special Forces. And speaking of Tim Ballard, there's a movie coming out with him, his life story portrayed by Jim Caviezel. He played Passion of the Christ. And he also played the Count of Monte Cristo. And, you know, he's a really good actor. And he's a very strong Christian. And he's playing Tim Ballard in the movie. And I posted that on my Getter feed. And also, Tim Ballard has a program through OurRescue.org, which is a conductor club. And it's, you know, they're trying to recruit volunteers. And so, like, if you, I mean, like, as you know, the Mormons do a lot of missionary work, and they usually have missions set up, you know, before they get out of high school or college. But, you know, that's not just for, you know, not just for Mormons. I mean, our own kids can do volunteer work. I mean, my kids did. So, I mean, it's not like that this is strictly for church groups. But, you know, I think that the churches are going to get involved with the conductor club, because we have to raise a better generation than what the left have raised. They've raised radicals and rebels and, you know, looters and murderers and really super ignorant people. I mean, and they're also Satanists. So if you want proof of that, there's lots of videos out there. I'll take my word on it. So partly why it's kind of exciting that there are solutions that are coming forward to address this problem. You get over to locals.com, that's where the creators are, the people that are, you know, movers and shakers, people that are trying to change the culture, change the society on the ground up. And, you know, we quickly lost our society when we were quiet when bad stuff started happening, like having gory movies. One thing to have a scary movie, like I remember seeing Salem's Lot when I was a young girl, being really scared, but it wasn't vile and gross and disgusting. It was just scary. Well, now they have gory, revolting, shocking, violent, evil movies and shows. And what you look at goes into your soul. So you become like hardened. So you wonder why kids are depressed or committing suicide. It's because they are not able to process this, what they're being exposed to by the demented, evil left. Oh, may God deal with you soon. But the young kids can't deal with it, so the reaction is that they just become depressed and shut down. Or they become violent, like the killers that we have seen with the mass shootings. You know, those aren't Christian kids doing it. I mean, they might get framed as Christian kids, but they're not. Okay, that's part of the paid-off media's propaganda to McGallic. It's, you know, a bunch of MAGA, gun-toting, right-wing nutjobs. You people are the nutjobs, okay? You're the people that have sex with kids. You're the people that, you know, destroy a nation so you can build it back up and have all your people in charge. Your plan is that you get to be successful, but everyone else below you is disposable. It's more peasants than ever. Why? Think about that one. So if you want to have a chance at having some tools that are easy to use, I have a solution for that. I also have sources for gift baskets and things like that, so you can, you know, try to build up your business by working with realtors, you know, having them in your circle, so to speak. But one of the main things I wanted to say is that the company I'm with, it's the residual income that you can earn. And that's most of the, like, insurance companies, you know, they get a residual income from the policies they write. It's that kind of a thing. You make a connection and you make a new customer, and that customer stays your customer. So whenever they purchase, the headquarters gives you a thank you check. Very simple, and in a way should be the model for other companies, because it makes it easier to keep customers and get new customers. So if you want to know more about that, please send me an email at encircleus@clubmember.org, or you can call the number on my website, blog.laurabella.com. And, as I said, I'm trying to find a way to fund all the causes that I care about. And some of those causes I care about are on my website. One of them is the USO, which is what Bob Hope was involved with, trying to entertain and keep morale up for our troops. Toby Keith is a big supporter of that. And the guy, Gary Sinise, who played Lieutenant Dan in Forrest Gump, he also has been involved with the USO. There's a lot of other people as well. I'm a big supporter of our military and our veterans, because they put it all on the line for us. Without them, you know, we'd be taken over so fast. So I like what tunnelstotower.org, T2T.org, is doing. They really put their money that they get in to good use, and they are accountable for it. They're not just talking about it. I support them. I support the the clubs like Lions and Moose Club and Rotary and all the ones out there that are trying to, on a small scale, make a difference. There's a group called Active Valor that mentors the kids of their dead comrades, try to give them a father or mother role model. That's very admirable. I also have some key founders that were behind the last event on 9/11, and I promote them as well because they were willing to support the event, just that it wasn't not a story for another day. Anyway, and the greenhouse, the Green Art House, and Willow Creek, and Iacobelli Winery, and Leap Coffee, the box office in Valley Center, which is a printing company. Couple other ones. So anyway, I'm looking for a venue for this 9/11 event. I was told I was going to get help with it. I have yet to see it. I don't want to have a repeat performance of what happened last time. People saying they're going to help and then they don't. I mean, the Green Oak Ranch in Vista would be a perfect location. I have contacted them, but I haven't heard back. I mean, that's one of the things is that has really affected my business is by not having a presence where I can say, like, I know I've got millions of views on my website, but it doesn't matter because it doesn't, I'm not seen as a influencer with 100,000 followers or whatever. So it's really wrecked up my business because I don't get taken seriously. Like when I owned Premier Bride, which is a national publication, I got taken seriously because of that. When I would make calls to have interviews, I'd get them returned because they said, oh, this is somebody important. So, as I've said to you in the past, I keep trying even though it's incredibly difficult and more so than it should be. So I really do need some direction and guidance on this. And, like with Clay Clark doing the tour across America, want to know the schedule in Oklahoma, Tulsa, and then the next one's Virginia. I think that's in July, and then August is the one in Rochester, New York. And there probably will be other ones after that, but those are the current ones that we still have tickets for. And all the events have sold out, and so they are getting supported by word of mouth. They're not, you don't see them being advertised on CNN, that's for sure. CNN wouldn't help anybody. They work, 80% of their ads are from Big Farm, because Big Farm needs us to be sick and stay sick. They don't want us to get well. And that's a whole other story, but has to do with the Rockefellers controlling education and controlling the research grants. Anyway, I also want to mention again Honor Flight San Diego. They take veterans to the monuments in D.C., and they've been doing that for quite a while, and it's a great program. Anyway, I have to run. Thanks for listening. I'll be covering some of my favorite products tomorrow, and I hope that you tune back in. Be bold, be brave, and we'll all be free. And God bless America so we can bless the world.
your show now, press 1 to hear.
Your show is scheduled to start in 29 seconds. It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Your show now, press 1 to hear important.
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Thank you.
I don't want to use my phone. So you can edit out what I say. I get it. I have been paying to the 18th of this month for this service that does not have direct connect, all because it's on Safari. So you make me go over and use a different service, and then I...
Your show now, press 1 to hear important
It appears that the host has already dialed into this show. Only one host is allowed per show. Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2. To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2. To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions, press 2.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please enter your host PIN when finished.
To start your show now, press 1. To hear important instructions.
Your show will go live in 5 seconds. 4, 3, 2, 1. Blog Talk Radio.
Hey there, Patriots. More problems. All right. Thanks for tuning in to our show today. This is Encircle Us. The last show didn't go through. You know, when you use this platform, if you have a premium account, you're supposed to have direct connect. But because I set up my Lori and Company show on Safari instead of Firefox or Chrome, like they want me to use, it doesn't work. And it doesn't work on Brave either. And when I go on Firefox, the show that I'm planning on doing, like this Lori and Company show, won't play because it's as a direct connect type thing, because it's on the other browser, Safari, that I have Lori and Company show. And I'm sorry, I sound exasperated, but you know, that's partly why, you know, this keeps happening, because whoever it is that works for this company can't say that either. Let's just start over. There's a special event today, and I wanted to tell you about it. It does absolutely nothing for me to tell you about it, but you're not going to know about it if I don't talk about it, because it's not on the regular media, and it's sure as heck not going to be watched or listened to by young people, because young people aren't looking at Facebook, and they're not looking at Dennis Prager University, PragerU, and they're not looking at Charlie Kirk. Okay, that's a small problem, small part of the problem. One of the reasons why the Reawaken America, Time to Free America tour gets sold out, and it's, you know, why it's important to go to, is that it is a way to get young people and old people together at one place and to be learning and having fun and networking, and also getting information that they're not going to get on the paid off media. But you're not going to get kids to get there, and I say kids, I mean, you know, high school, college age kids, if they don't hear about it. So I keep thinking, like, people are going to be, you know, hearing about this stuff. And then I look around the internet on the social media, and I'm not seeing one word about it. So it's not being talked about. It's not being shared. It's not being, it's not, people aren't aware because they're not looking, it's not on the TV and it's not on the social media. So how do we combat this problem? We need more independent rogue broadcasters like me, like I've tried to be, to try to get people to pay attention. I have to spend hours at this, and the shows are showing, but there's no audio. So that means I have to start doing it that I record it ahead of time and then upload my audio, which takes away the whole purpose of having this show, which is to have interaction with live callers and interviews. So, you know, I have to find another way, because it shouldn't be so damn hard. I have two other interviews I've done in the past that went just fine, but not now. I have to either have a cancer-causing mobile phone shoved up against my ear for an hour, or I have to worry about the audio not working the way it normally should. I mean, I've made recordings using my laptop, audio, and mic. So there's no reason for this. And it just gets to be so humiliating and upsetting. And I'm just, you know, I just don't need it. Okay? I don't need it. So you screwed the pooch, Blog Talk Radio. You put me through my paces as if I was auditioning for a job. When the last time I checked, I'm not getting a paycheck. So what are you trying to prove? It's either you have someone there who's trying to make me quit, or you have someone there who wants me to upgrade. You know, you need the $20, $30 that badly. Pathetic. So you're going to wipe off all my past shows and get your jollies that way? Go ahead. I can do my own thing. and put audio up on my own site. And everyone else should do the same thing. They're going to be getting trouble from this provider. You get plenty of money selling off our personal information. You don't need to also be getting a payment to promote your site. All right, I'll give up.
Thank you for using Blog Talk Radio. Goodbye.
Thank you.